and see if you can handle these questions. I'm asking only for less than 2 minutes. If you can quickly share shortly whatever you can in groups of 4 or 5. Sorry to rush you like this, but I don't know whether we can finish anything in 5 minutes, just to ensure that it gets a bit deeper than what I have shared. I'll read one story for you. In case you feel I'm alone, what can I do? What can one man do? What can one woman do? Let me read this story for you. Pornography is the least regulated industries, earning $6 billion in 1985. Pornography recognizes few standards except the increasing perverse taste of the clientele. Yet it prospers despite the FBI's Academy's report convincingly tracing pornography's role in fantasies prior to sex-related murders and such statistics as those from the Michigan State Police directly linking pornography to 40% of the assault cases. Pornography was not an area the US government had ignored. In 1984, the Attorney General appointed a panel to report on the issue. A year later, the Commission on Pornography surfaced from the murky world of smut, and anti-pornography campaigners pinned great hopes on the panel's recommendation. Working through the leverage of the government seemed the most effective way to destroy such a widespread social cancer. The Commission, which included Focus on the Family, Dr. James Dobson, strongly believed there was a connection between some pornography and violent crimes. It recommended tougher prosecutions, stronger federal laws, and more vigorous enforcement of existing obscenity laws. Even if the panel's laudable proposals make it through the tough legislative process, however, they can expect extended court challenges. As Barry Lynn of the American Civil Rights Union boasted, there are enough constitutional questions here to litigate for the next 20 years. As the commission was completing its report, something happened. Now listen carefully. Jack Eckerd, founder of the Eckerd drug chain of stores, became a Christian in 1983. He called the company president and urged him to take the Playboy and Penthouse magazine out of the Eckerd stores. The executive protested, telling him the magazine amounted to several million dollars a year in business. Jack Eckerd persisted. Eventually, all the 1700 Eckerd drugstores stopped carrying Playboy and Penthouse magazines. Eckerd then wrote to the directors of other retail stores and encouraged them to do the same. When his letter went unanswered, he wrote again. Meanwhile, the National Coalition Against Pornography was picketing and boycotting stores selling adult magazines. The pressure began to pay off. One by one, Revco is the name of a shop, People's, another name of a shop, Rite Aid, Dart Drug, Grey Drug, Heist Dairy Stores pulled pornography from their shelves, and finally a chain called 7-Eleven removed those magazines from its 4,500 stores and recommended its 3,600 franchises to do the same. Thus, without one debate before Congress or one case entangled in the courts, the shelves of nearly 12,000 retail stores were cleaned of pornography. One man made a difference. One man who became a Christian when he took a walk in his shop, in his shopping mall, discovered this horrendous thing, came back, disturbed, sat in a stable and said, called his executive dad and said, I don't want to see those magazines in my shop. He said, you lose directly business of so much, and indirectly people who come to buy many other things, including this, will not come to buy because they don't get this. He said, doesn't matter. Cleaned up. So all the 1700 stores got cleared up. And then he wrote to others. At one point he thought he'll reduce the number of customers. But this national coalition discovered that they had kept their stores clean. So they advocated, please go to this store. And he got a huge rise in people who came. And so he wrote to all of them. And they also began to eventually do. Finally 12,000 shops wiped itself off. One man can do that. You all know about this thing called the starfish. Starfish is one sea creature which gets washed onto the beaches when there is a high tide. And when the tide recedes, these some of them get trapped in some rocks and crevices. As a result, the tide goes away and they stay there. As long as it is moist, it remains alive, but once it gets dried up, it gets hardened and it dies. And one boy who was walking on this beach saw one starfish struggling, and he picked it up and he threw it in the water. And he walked a little further and he saw another starfish, picked it up and threw it in the water. As he kept doing it, walking on the shores, an old man was sitting there. He asked the boy, "What are you doing?" He said, "I see the starfish stranded. I'm throwing it back." The old man said, "It will make no difference. There are millions stranded. What can you do? What difference can you make?" At that point, the boy saw one more starfish. He picked it up and he threw it and said, "It made a difference for that one." And I think if each one of us make a difference for a few, a handful, everyone does that, things will change. Millions will be impacted. But it needs the power of one, the conviction of one, because you have been ordained as ministers, because you are the salt and the light of the world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have given us such a fabulous title, calling us the salt and light of the world. We pray, Lord, we have only one lifetime, and we want to ensure that this life is well lived for the extension of your kingdom. We want to make a difference in the lives of other people. They should feel blessed that we came and served them and lifted their future, lifted them up from the miry clay and put them on the rock to stay. We pray, Lord, you enable us to be your agents, to be your representatives. That, Lord Jesus, you yourself are the light of the world, but you are now calling us to be the light of the world. Pray that we will be the reflection of your light into the lives of people. Let our light so shine before men that they will see our good work and glorify you in heaven. This is our desire. And now, Lord, we dedicate our lives this afternoon and say, Lord, enable us to make use of what we have heard today. May it stir us. May the Holy Spirit continue to stir us, never allowing us to rest until we become fruitful for the extension of your kingdom. Now, Lord, dismiss us with your presence and your grace and your love as we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.